cold calling today is very different because too many sales professionals, business owners think that cold calling doesn't work, so they don't do it. So I can pretty much guarantee you're going to be the only one calling your prospect on any given day. So cold calling is actually a very viable strategy in today's market.
Welcome to the Marketing Boost Solutions Podcast. Join host Marco Torres, co-founder of MarketingBoost.com, along with expert guests as they deliver incredible, proven solutions to your marketing challenges in each power-packed episode. Captain Marco has guided thousands of entrepreneurs, growing their sales and marketing through the use of value-add incentives. His Facebook groups are home to more than 84,000 entrepreneurs who are raking in sales with his advice. Get ready to be blown away with game-changing lessons for your business.
Welcome to another episode of the Marketing Boost Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Marco Torres. And today we've got a special guest. We're going to be talking about sales, how to generate sales, one of my favorite subjects. Where our guest, Wendy Weiss, is the founder of Salesology, a prospecting method that generates predictable sales revenue results. Wendy has helped over 775 businesses increase qualified appointments and sales faster, easier, and more profitably. She's the author of the Sales Winner's Handbook, Essential Strategies to Skyrocket Sales Performance, and Cold Calling for Women, Opening Doors and Closing Sales. As a former ballet dancer, Wendy believes everything she knows in life and business she learned in ballet class, from warming up to rehearsals, her shows, her clients, how to perform at their best and close all the sales that they need, that you need. So, folks, pay attention. Get your pencil out. Get ready to write some notes to learn how to sell. Say hello, Wendy.
Well, hello, Marco.
Well, it feels like a windy day after all that big introduction for you. Wendy, you know, sales, I've been in sales since a very young man. I think I started learning to sell at 9 years old, going door to door, selling a paper route. And by the age of 12, I'd built the biggest paper route that my local newspaper had ever seen. They featured me on the front page. But, you know, it's been a learned skill my entire life. My dad handed me Zig Ziglar sales books when I was age nine, when I was going to build that route. He said, you're going to need to learn what to say, how to say it, and how to deliver your message. So Wendy, take it from, you know, give us some insight. First of all, tell us about that story from ballet dancer to sales expert.
Okay. Well, my journey, Marco, thank you for asking that question. My journey was very different from yours. I was never supposed to be a sales trainer or a salesperson or a sales guru. I was supposed to be a ballerina. And as a matter of fact, my first career was I danced with Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, and then I danced with the Cincinnati Ballet. And as you may know, ballet is one of the most difficult and exacting art forms. And I got into this completely by accident, because many years ago, in between my dance jobs, like many artists, I needed a day job. And I got a job with a telemarketing agency that did business development. And lucky for me, they taught me this skill. And learning this skill, you are 100%, you are 200%, you are 300% right. This is a learned skill. And learning this skill a number of years later enabled me to build a business. And so today, my company, Salesology, we work with business owners, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, people that are just sick of the boom and the bust and never quite knowing where the next client is going to be coming from. And we teach them, it's a very simple three-step process to increase appointments, qualified appointments, and down the line sales faster, more easily, and more profitably.
You know, and it seems a lot of the marketing boost community that's with us I think most of them are here because, you know, they saw an ad or somebody told them about how they can use incentives to help make more sales. And that can help, but we're not the magic bullet. I mean, no matter, you know, that's one thing I think I've seen many Marketing Boost members that come into our community. By the way, if you don't know what Marketing Boost is, we provide travel incentives that help enhance whatever your call to action is. And, but then people often find out, well, it's, you know, I signed up and it didn't help, you know, it didn't work. And I'll be honest with you, we're not the magic bullet. Adding an incentive to your product, if you don't have a well put together presentation, if people don't know, like, and trust you, if you don't know how to communicate, and if you don't have trust and credibility and the ability to get your message across, adding incentive of any kind is not going to push people off the fence to do business with you. You've got to have that figured out first. And then adding an incentive is going to, you know, simply help you get more appointments or close more sales. But again, it's not the magic bullet. You know, you said from what I read in your profile and what, you know, watching some of your past podcasts, and I haven't had the chance to read your book yet. I've just ordered that from Amazon. But tell me about when you did get into sales in New York, I think is what I understood, that if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere, cold calling in New York. Tell us a bit about that background.
Yes. Well, I moved to New York City as a teenager to dance. It was my home base for many years. Many dancers come here, we audition, then we end up going someplace else. And here in New York City, in between my dance jobs, I needed a day job. I got that job with the telemarketing agency. And after a while, once I had learned the skill, in between my dance jobs, I'd get my own clients that I would represent, and I would do business development for them. And it was actually one of those first clients that dubbed me the queen of cold calling, because I just set up so many appointments for him. And I want to address, there is this very insidious myth of the born salesperson that sometimes, you know, people think, you know, that there are these people out there that are just born knowing what to do and born knowing what to say. This is a myth. It is not true. And, you know, I'm not a born salesperson. I'm a really lucky person, because early in my career, when I got that day job all those years ago, they taught me how to do this. And it was transformational, because it did enable me to build a business. And the great Russian ballerina Anna Pavlova very famously said, "No one can arrive from being talented alone. Work transforms talent into genius." And Anna Pavlova was born with a lot of talent to dance, and then she learned her craft. You may have been born with a lot of talent for sales. You need to learn your craft. It's not intuitive. But the good news is you can learn it.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the perception or the myth, as you point out, in sales is that people think, oh, you know, yeah, you've got the gift of gab. I don't. And, you know, and that might be the one area that some people have over others. You know, they're extroverts. They're not afraid to just ramble on and talk to people. But believe it or not, for those of you who are thinking, well, I'm not the salesperson type. You know, the person who has that gift of gab that rambles on, guess what? They need to learn how to shut up.
That is very, very true. That is so true. Sometimes those people with the gift of gab can just talk themselves right out of a sale.
I've seen that more often than not, because they think they know, they can just chat and talk and talk, and they know, and then they learn everything about the product, and then so they'll start rambling on about all the product, the features, and this feature and that feature and the other, and they'll open up more cans of worms and more questions than just closing the sale. So that means what, Wendy? What you need to? How do you? Let's go through those three steps a little bit. I'm pretty sure I know what they are, but let's...
bet you don't. I bet you don't, unless you went to ballet class.
Well, I went. I've cheated, and I've listened to multiple of your past podcasts.
Okay. Well, then I guess perhaps you do.
Otherwise, I wouldn't. But let's let's go into the step. Well, let's go into some of those steps. What would step one be?
Step one. This is the Salesology method. What I learned in ballet class. Step one. If you are a dancer and you have a concert coming up, you don't just run out on stage and start dancing. You have to warm up. You have to warm up and stretch out and basically get set up to do what you need to do so that you don't have a career-ending injury. Elite athletes do exactly the same thing. They don't just run out on the field and start playing the game. They warm up so that they don't have a career-ending injury. So there are things as a business owner, an entrepreneur, there are things that you need to have in place for yourself or for your team. If you manage a team, there are things you have to have in place so that you don't hurt yourself, you don't hurt your bottom line, they don't hurt themselves, they don't hurt you, they don't hurt your bottom line. Step one, warm up. Step two, if you're a dancer,
Before you go on to step two, let's talk more. What do you mean by warm up? In the world of sales, I mean, I can see that would mean my guess as a warm up, trying to fill in some blanks of my own, would be, okay, I'm going to warm up. But first, I need to know my product. I need to practice, learn my overcoming certain objections that are likely going to come up. Plan those into my script in advance so that they're maybe I'm overcoming those objections before they even come up. Making sure I look good before going on the stage. You know, did I comb my hair? Did I brush my teeth if it's an in-person presentation? You know, and am I ready mentally and just like, you know, getting ready to go on that 100-yard dash? Do I do my breathing exercise and I'm all set? And I'm ready to win the trophy. Is that what you mean by warm up, or is there more to it?
That's some of what I mean by warm up, but I would go back even further before you start thinking about knowing your product. I would say you need to know your customer or know your client. And we always start with a very granular definition. You know, what are the parameters that describe a qualified prospect for you in your market with your offering, because you don't want to waste your time. The answer to who is a great prospect for you is not everyone. And so you want your definition to be very narrow. It needs to be concrete, objective, and very narrow, because when you define your market in that manner, it is so much easier to identify a great lead. So you don't waste your time. It is so much easier to understand the challenges they have so that you can talk about them, those challenges knowledgeably. Well, I know everyone has heard the expression, what keeps them up at night? What keeps them up at night is probably not, oh, I wish somebody would sell me a product. It's something else. So what's the something else? Identify it. That then makes it so much easier for you to create all of your messaging, your scripts. It sets you up so you don't have to respond to so many objections because you don't get them. So that's where we start. Is what's the warm-up starts with what is the definition of a great lead, a great prospect for you in your market with your offering? And then what's the challenge they have that you can help them with? And how do they talk about it? Not how do you talk about it? How do they talk about it? Because again, they're not waking up in the middle of the night going, ah, I want a product. Wish I had a product.
Exactly. Good advice. So now we know what the warm-up is. Step two in that sales process of yours would be what?
Step two, Salesology model. If you're a dancer and you have a concert coming up, again, you do not just run out on stage and start dancing. You have been rehearsing for months. And ballet dancers, we take a ballet class every day, 5 or 6 days a week. And in a ballet class, you always start at the bar. That's B-A-R-R-E. That's our warm-up. And at the bar, we do pliés and tendus and dégagés and bon de jambe. And you always do exactly those steps in exactly that order every single day. Everybody does this. And what you're doing when you practice the same steps in the same order every single day is you're building technique. Technique is habit. You don't have to think about it. You've done it so many times, you can just do it. And so step two in the Salesology model, once you have done your warm-up, then you need to practice. What is it that all great athletes do, all successful people do? They learn their craft and they practice their craft. That's what makes them successful. So once you've done your warm-up and you've identified the parameters of an ideal prospect for you, and you've created all of your messaging and your presentation, you've got to practice it. So you have the automatic muscle memory. So you're not thinking all the time, you're just being. So step two, rehearse. Questions about that?
Yeah, rehearse and rehearse what? As you say, that means you've got to do your best at writing your sales script. Excuse me there. Somebody tried to call in on Skype. So you've got to rehearse your what? Your script and your presentation that you put together, your questions that you're going to ask to create find out if this client really is matching the perfect avatar you mentioned earlier. So you've got a good series of questions you're asking to help define whether they're a good fit for your product or service. And I guess that's what you're referring to in developing that practice. Okay, what am I practicing? How to ask a certain series of questions, how to turn that discovery call into listening with two ears versus speaking with one, I guess, and finding out, am I talking to somebody that my product is really a good fit for? And then listening to, let me let you answer that. You're the expert. To help define better what am I actually practicing and rehearsing?
Well, you're right on all of that. The questions that you want to ask, your presentation, any sales process follows a very consistent pattern. And that pattern is there's an introduction of some sort. Maybe you meet them at a conference. Maybe you meet them walking around your neighborhood. Maybe you cold call them. Maybe you meet them through social media. Maybe you have a referral. But somehow you connect with this prospect. You have an initial conversation that's often called a discovery conversation, where you're going to ask a lot of questions, kind of scope out where they are. Can you help them? Are they a good fit for you? Then there's going to be a presentation of some sort. This is what we do. This is how we do it. And here's what you're going to get out of it. What is your offer? And then you've got to ask for the sale. Sometimes people will say, I'll take it. But sometimes they won't. You have to ask. So those are all of the things that are really four steps there. And you have to practice all of those things, yeah. Especially the asking, because that seems to be the hardest part for most people.
And then you would define that as step three, asking for the order?
That would be step four.
Oh, okay. All right. So in your third step method, what did I miss one?
No, I'm sorry if I confused you. That was just a description of the steps of a sale.
Got it.
Okay. My three-step Salesology method is, first you warm up, the things you need to have in place so that you don't hurt yourself, you don't hurt your bottom line. Step two, you rehearse. You practice. So you have that automatic muscle memory that enables you to just be yourself. You know what you want to say. You know the points you want to make. You know the questions you want to ask. You know, if you are asked questions, you have answers. If you hear objections, you have answers. So you're just prepared and you can relax and be yourself. So that is step two, rehearse. Step three, then and only then is it time to perform. And the reason so many people have problems with sales is too many people jump right to the performance. You've got to warm up and then you rehearse and then you perform. And I know there are probably people in our audience listening to this podcast, watching this podcast, that are saying, well, you know, I get so nervous. And what about rejection? And to me, this is an awful lot like stage fright. I've been there. You're waiting in the wings. You're waiting for your music, for your cue. And your heart is pounding. Palms are sweaty and you feel like you're going to throw up. And then you hear your music and you get out on stage and you dance. Well, what enables you to do that when you're so scared? You've warmed up. You're prepared. You've rehearsed. You have automatic muscle memory. That's what enables performance. And what I've seen in all the years that I've been doing this is that for most people, once they learn a very simple system and they know what they are going to do every step along the path, they've warmed up, so they're prepared. They've rehearsed, so they have automatic muscle memory. That's what enables them to execute. And that fear, a lot of that fear goes away. And actually, we will be doing a live virtual event in January, the 24th and the 25th, 2024. There we go. Yep. Sales Quest Live. It's for business owners, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs that are ready to take action and build their sales in 2024 faster, more easily, more profitably. And we are going to go through these steps together. It is a hands-on workshop. So we will go through your warm-up and your rehearsal. We'll practice together, which is going to enable you to perform and to sell. And you should finish the event with some new leads, maybe some appointments, maybe some referrals, maybe some closed sales. It is a hands-on implementation workshop.
So guys, you can go to there's going to be links down below in the show notes and both the podcast or YouTube channel below here, or you can go to gosalesology.com and find out more about taking advantage of this specific webinar that's coming up. Is there a cost to this event?
To the event, the Sales Quest Live event, yes, the basic ticket is $37. And as you can see, you get a whole slew of extras with the basic ticket. And the VIP upgrade is $197. And you also get even more extras. You get everything that you get in the basic ticket, plus a whole bunch of extras, including 1,000 free leads. And you get recordings of the event. You get a transcript of the event. And it's going to be a terrific event.
Awesome. Don't go away, folks. We're going to have a bunch of questions about sales and prospecting. We'll be right back with Wendy in just a moment.
It's time to wow, surprise, and impress your clients with the most powerful customer draw card available anywhere. The Marketing Boost Solutions Show is brought to you by Marketing Boost, where you can get valuable travel and restaurant incentives to drive your leads from prospects to paying customers. Now you can offer complimentary hotel stays in over 130 destinations worldwide. Go to marketingboostsolutions.com and try it for free right now.
Welcome back to the Marketing Boost Solutions podcast. We're talking about sales, prospecting, and being able to prepare for that properly from Wendy Wise, the expert in Salesology. Coming from a background in dance, in ballet, she's taken everything she's learned in ballet. The three steps of sales are based on the notes I've taken. One, warm up prior to getting on stage. Two, practice and rehearse until you have that muscle memory. Then you can, three, get on stage and win it, right? Get a standing ovation, which in my book in sales means what? The credit card came out of their wallet and you got the standing ovation and the handshake and closed the deal. So it's, you know, Wendy, I've always related sales and my sales training. I've been in sales for decades myself. And I always related to it. It's funny that you talk about this in the same format that I always have with stage fright. And I always referred to it as acting. I grew up in high school. I was an actor in high school in different plays and musicals that we did. And I referred to sales as being on stage, right? You've got to do the same effort. You've got to practice. You got to rehearse. You got to have that muscle memory. And when the call starts or the Zoom call or the in-person appointment starts, it's showtime. The curtain's opened and I've got to be ready with my lines memorized and my muscle memory ready to go over, starting with the handshake, starting with how am I presenting myself, starting with am I good at asking discovery questions and warming up to the consumer? And do I have a couple of jokes lined up maybe that we can actually relate with each other and then get to the details of my presentation and then move on to the close if it's appropriate. And I say that because I think one of the fears that many, in my opinion, that many people that are in sales, if the client didn't fit the great discovery, right? If the customer didn't fit the mold to be your client, as you mentioned at the beginning of the call, if you don't know who your avatar is, if you're not a good fit, then maybe you don't even want to ask for the close. Maybe you're going to refer them to somebody else. By the way, my product is not a good fit. And what I'd really recommend for you, you go with the following company or product or service. I don't think you're not big enough of an organization yet to afford my services or what have you. On the other hand, if you truly believe your product is a good fit and that you do have the solution to that customer's needs, your solution is going to solve their problem, then you've earned the right to ask for the order and you've actually done yourself a disservice if you're not a closer, if you're not asking for the order and overcoming objections to move on. How do agents, sorry to hog the microphone there, but I've got a little background in sales myself there, Wendy. How do you train people to overcome the fear of the close, right? The fear of asking for the order, the fear of rejection. I think many salespeople early on, they are afraid to even ask for the order because they don't want to hear the word no. So what are your thoughts there?
Well, I would begin by piggybacking on what you just said. If you don't ask for the order, it's not just that you're doing yourself a disservice, you're doing your prospect a disservice if you can actually help them. They need help. So by not asking, you're doing them a disservice. This is such a great question. There are the facts. And then there are the stories you tell yourself about the facts. And the facts are you're talking to someone, they either are a fit for the parameters that you've done your warm-up, so you know the parameters of what makes a great lead for me, for my offering in my market, they're a fit or they're not a fit. So you know that going in. And then the facts are, if they are a fit, if I ask, they're going to think I'm pushy. If I ask, maybe they're not ready. If I ask, maybe they're going to say no to me. There are all these stories that are in your head. Well, what if the story that was in your head was, this person has a problem. I can help them fix that problem. So they're going to say yes to me because I can help them. And if they say no, perhaps I didn't ask enough questions to find out what their, to find out what their situation is. So if your story was, they have a problem, I can help them, how would that change the way you feel about asking for the sale? And I think that that is something that people always kind of leave out of the conversation, that your prospects come to you because they have something that you have something they want, or you have something they need. They have a challenge. You can fix it. So what, tell yourself that story, because that story supports you. The other story, oh, they're going to think I'm pushy. They're just going to say no. That that does not support your ability to be successful.
You know, for a sales organization or a company out there, what are some of the ways that, I mean, prospecting, what would you recommend people do? Do they get virtual assistants to be prospecting for appointment booking? What steps would you recommend, or is that part of your training process as well on teaching a business owner how to, you know, acquire the prospects, put them in that pipeline to start getting appointments booked, cold calling for those appointments, or what? How do you go about cold calling in today's world?
Cold calling today. You know, cold calling today is very different from cold calling 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Lots of times when people talk about cold calling, they think it's like, open up the yellow pages, call anybody, say anything. That didn't even work 20 years ago. It certainly doesn't work today. If you want to cold call successfully in 2023, going into 2024, you need to follow the three steps of the Salesology model. Warm up, rehearse, and then you perform. But here's one of the several of the advantages of cold calling today. First of all, 5 years ago, if you were cold calling and you called your prospects, they would often say to you, do you know how many salespeople called me today? I can pretty much guarantee you no one is going to say that to you, because too many sales professionals, business owners think that cold calling doesn't work, so they don't do it. So I can pretty much guarantee you're going to be the only one calling your prospect on any given day. 20 some years ago, you know, we used to have these big, my clients would give me these big directories, you know, and I'd page through the directories to find a company, and then I'd have to figure out by calling the switchboard and asking some questions who to talk to. Today, there is data that you can access that will give you decision makers' names, phone numbers, cell phone numbers, email addresses, mailing addresses, whatever you need. And by the way, when you come to SalesQuest Live, we're going to give you free leads. We're going to give you data. And so all of this information is available to you so that you can very easily reach out to the correct person, and because you are able to get a lot of information, have a different conversation than a conversation you might have had, say, 20 years ago. There is also automation that makes the whole thing really fast. You know, 20 years ago, we were dialing by hand. Today, there are dialers, there's the email automation. There are so many things that you can use to just speed up the process. And there was a study done at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, where they compared written communication against spoken communication. So spoken communication could be when you're in front of someone on a Zoom call, a phone call, even a voicemail. And they tested that against written communication, like an email, like a text, like a social media post. What they discovered was if people hear you talk, one, they think you're smarter. Two, they're more likely to take action on whatever it is you're talking about. So for all of these reasons, cold calling is actually a very viable strategy in today's market.
Especially when you mix it with possibility, if you have that data, if you're mixing it with a combination of email, text message follow-up, ringless voicemails, and your own phone call. Speaking of that, it's a perfect segue to hear from Automation Booster, and we'll be right back.
Is your business on autopilot yet? Do you have automation in place to capture, nurture, and convert prospects into clients via email, SMS, ringless voicemails, appointment setting? Get all the inbound and outbound marketing tools in one place. Go to marketingboostsolutions.com for more on automating your business so you can make money while you sleep.
Welcome back. You just heard from Automation Booster. If you haven't got yourself a CRM system today that automates the acquiring of your leads and your prospects from your sales funnel, puts them into a flow that you've thought through in advance, maybe use ChatGPT to help you set up a proper series of follow-up emails, text messages, even your own voice and a ringless voicemail, all in process, including the dialer to outbound call these prospects and help convert them and nurture them into sales. That's what you can get with automationbooster.com. Go get that. And don't forget to sign up for the Salesology webinar, where you can learn to take all of those skills and all of those technology portions of the automation, mix it with the training from Wendy and her team to take sales to a whole nother level. So we're talking about prospecting here. We're talking about closing sales, Wendy. And I think prospecting is probably, obviously one of the most first parts you have to get figure out as well, right? You need a flow of leads coming in, and then a process from those qualified leads to go down that that sales funnel. Do you have any insights on that with generating leads, or how a business owner can start to think about whether he's generating leads or using data? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a great question. And a lot of business owners that I talk to, then they say, well, Wendy, I want to hire a salesperson. Like, that's the first thing out of the mouth. I want to hire a salesperson. And I say, that's great. What do you have in place for them? And far too often, the answer is nothing. So there absolutely is nothing the matter with scaling and hiring someone to do the prospecting, hiring someone to do the selling. But there are things that you need to have in place to make this person that you've hired effective for you and revenue generating for you, because otherwise it's a huge time suck and a huge waste of money. Going back to the warm-up, there are things that you need to have in place so that this person you've hired, an appointment setter, a business development person, an actual salesperson, you need to have things in place for them so that they don't hurt you and they don't hurt your bottom line. So that's the clear definition of what makes a great lead for you. What is the process? If you're prospecting, how many phone calls, how many emails, how many texts? What's the sequence? What are those emails, voicemails, et cetera? What do they say? The same thing if they're selling for you. What are the questions you want them to ask? How are we going to help them uncover whether or not this is a good fit? So you have to have these things in place. You need to have a CRM. It's always amazing to me, as we're recording this, it's 2023 going into 2024. The number of business owners and entrepreneurs I meet with that are still trying to do things on Excel spreadsheets. You cannot do this on an Excel spreadsheet. Great opportunities will just slip through the cracks. And so you need to have, as you said, Marco, a system. You have to have a system in place so that you can hire someone and make them effective, efficient, revenue generating quickly.
Powerful. Let's talk about, I'm going to raise the screen again and pull up your landing page. Here, see, I've got it ready to go. Tell us again more about your up and coming webinar and who's it for?
Okay. Well, this is actually SalesQuest Live is a virtual 2-day event. It's happening January 24th and January 25th, 2024. It's for business owners, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs that are ready to take action and grow sales in 2024. One of the biggest challenges that, I see in working with my clients is I see how hard it is sometimes with all the things you have to do, all the things that you have on your plate, to just take a step back and set up that system so that you can sell efficiently and effectively and down the line hire someone to sell for you. And so the SalesQuest Live event is going to be a hands-on implementation workshop. It's not about just theory, it's about actually doing. And we have two guest speakers, Laura Posey, founder of Simple Success Plans, Michael Neely, founder of the Infinite List. My mentor used to say to me, the money is in the list. And so we have the two guest speakers. It's going to be a fun, exciting, revenue generating event for you. Tickets.
Only $37 here. So boom, way to be.
Boom. You get the live sessions. You get a resource guide, 81 tools to grow your sales and your business faster, more easily, more profitably. Those are tools that you can use from Lori Lyons. From Lou Bortone, how to create great marketing videos in just 31 days. Video is really important on your website. From Lori Lyons, Messy to Magnetic, Unlocking the Secrets to Effective Marketing. From Laura Posey, the revenue roadmap. So the total value of your $37 ticket is $1,025. And you can also upgrade to VIP, where you get everything that you get in the basic ticket, plus a whole lot more.
You forgot to include a complimentary hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico to go with. I'm just kidding. Based on promoting Marketing Boost there one last time. Folks, if you like the content we brought you today, please click the like, share, and subscribe button down below. Leave us a review or add some comments or questions, and we'll get back to you. Again, Wendy here, the expert. I've been in sales so long that a lot of everything we've talked about for me is just part of my process. Anything I'm getting ready to roll out, I think through a lot of the things that you've talked about. But I realize that's been a learned skill for me for decades that I've been going through. I don't put anything up for sale without going through the process. Okay, well, what's going to be our process? What's our sales funnel going to look like? What is the marketing and messaging going to be, if they fill out the form and don't purchase, what's the follow-up messaging going to say? What's the follow-up text messaging going to be to bring you back into the funnel so you can complete the purchase? You got to think through a lot of these things, and it doesn't come naturally without some training and without some thought, without a lot of thought.
When you do those things, Marco, you are so right, because when you do those things, it all becomes easier and it all becomes more predictable.
Right.
And you know how you're doing, you know what works, and you simply are able to do it over and over and over again, which is when it starts to get really fun.
On your website, let's see if I can find your website. You have a whole list of books that you recommend. Let me see if I can.
Oh, yes, we do. The website is gosalesology.com.
Yeah, I'm pulling that up here now. Let's get back in here. I want to share this one more time to your the community, because I found your list here to be attractive. So on your website, gosalesology.com, click on over to the resources, or what was it? Maybe it was...
There are recommended books. If you scroll down under resources, if that's where you were going.
Oh, that's where it was. Yeah, right here. Recommended books. And I have many of these I've read. And that's what I liked about looking at your site here. From a lot of the books here from Tom Hopkins got my attention, books that I've read. But on this page, a lot of great books here, guys. You can go to gosalesology.com, go over to resources, click on recommended books, among other resources that are available here on this site that you can go grab immediately and start looking for ideas on how to sales closing for dummies, sales in real estate. If you're all kinds of great materials here, one click away to find
all of these books. I have interviewed the authors on my podcast, Salesology Conversations with Sales Leaders. And so then we just took all the books that all of my guests have written and we put them here. And your interview will be coming out soon, Marco.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Need to get a book in your hands pretty soon. I haven't written one, so we'll do that next. Well, folks, again, thank you for your time and attention today. Like, share, subscribe, and just click on the button up here to watch the next show.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Boost Solutions Podcast with your hosts, Captain Marco Torres. Now it's on you. Take the next step now. Go to marketingboostsolutions.com for more on how you can wow, delight, and surprise your clients with the most amazing draw card on the planet. So stay thirsty, my friends. Stay thirsty for knowledge. See you next time.